think we're still going to be fighting for the MCOL. What Secretary Vilsack has done is he's just basically went with the voluntary label. And so there is some change in that, but we're still fighting for MCOL. We really want that country of origin labeling going forward to be mandatory on all products, whether they're U.S. or not, so that when you go to the grocery store and you pick up a package of hamburger, you know if that is U.S. beef or if that's Mexican beef or if that's Australian beef or wherever that actually came from. So I think that's a big thing going forward is to really get that MCOL back.